My Bridge Radio, that is Lincoln Brewster in Made New. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me today. Merrily Bradley is joining us on the Morning Conversation today. If you are a regular listener, you know that Merrily is a very busy mom with young children in the home. And she's in a time of life when getting rest is hard to come by. But that's exactly what we're talking about on the conversation this morning is rest. Merrily, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Yeah, it's great to have you, Merrily, as always. So, we always ask you what you want to talk about in a given month, and you wanted to talk about rest today. So kind of define that. I mean, sometimes we take words for granted and assume we all mean the same thing. But so let's take a moment on the front end of our conversation about rest and tell us, what do you mean by rest?
Yes, at 4 a.m. when I was cleaning up the second wet bed of the night, I thought, rest, I want to talk about rest. I'm so exhausted. And I think in my soul and in my heart, there's a need for physical rest and spiritual rest and emotional rest. All of that kind of wound up into one thing for me of feeling like, whew, this is a tough season.
Okay, so you didn't answer my question.
So what is rest? All of the rest. I need all of the kinds of rest.
Those are types of rest. Does rest mean I'm not doing anything? Does rest mean I'm comatose?
I mean,
like, what does rest mean?
I feel like there's a need for maybe rejuvenation is a good word. A season, a time of stopping activity to refresh. So physically, we want to do that at night, in theory, if you're not up two times with wet beds. And we want to do that emotionally. We want to do that spiritually, where we're taking a pause.
Okay, so here's what I'm asking you about, to define it, Merrily, because, I don't know, it's been a number of years ago now, but I remember it was coming up on Thanksgiving week, and, I got 3 or 4 days off of work, and I just thought, I'm going to do what, like, everyone says that you're supposed to kind of veg out and like just to kind of let down and not do anything. So for 4 or 5 days, whatever long it was, I just kind of did nothing, and I hated it. It did not rejuvenate me. It did not revive me. It kind of drained the life out of me. And I was like, I am never doing that again.
Right.
Now, that might be someone else's cup of tea, but like for me, like just like literally doing nothing, it was not a rejuvenating thing for me. So that's why I'm kind of trying to press you a little bit to say, what do you mean by rest? And maybe it's not a one size fits all thing.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure there's different needs for different times in life. What you just described sounds absolutely lovely to me for a few minutes.
You're listening to The Morning Conversation with Gordon and Stan on MyBridge Radio.
That is Francesca Battistelli this morning on MyBridge Radio. He knows my name. Gordon and Stan along with you on this Wednesday. Merrily Bradley from Lincoln is our guest on the Morning Conversation today. Merrily is a mom of 4 young children, a foster mom for another little one, and is pregnant. And she's joining us today to talk about the need for rest.
So why is rest important, Merrily? As you kind of thought about it, as you've kind of felt the need for it, why is it so important?
Oh, I think there's such a level of exhaustion that sets in. There's this burnout that sets in when we're not setting aside time for rest. We're not getting the rest that we need. I think it's hard to put the rest of life in perspective if we're just feeling exhausted because we haven't set aside any time for that rest.
What does that look like for Merrily on a negative side? Like when you're in a mode where you just have been neglecting yourself and not demanding the rest that you need, how does that play out in your life?
Oh, I think I'm such a grump. I hate that. I don't want to be that person. But I think I start to resent, the people that I love in my life. I feel like you're not helping me enough or you're frustrating my plans. And I just start to be really short with people. And I mean, true confession time. Brian and I had this conversation just recently because I said to him, I can't do this. I need help. I'm exhausted. And he said, well, how would I know that if you don't tell me? And that is the reality of it, is that I start to just carry this all myself, and I don't get the rest I need, but I'm not telling anyone because I think, well, that's what it means to be a mom. You're just supposed to be exhausted all the time.
As I think back over times that we've had conversations about various things, Marilee, you've often talked about guilt and moms wrestling with guilt. Is this another one of those areas where moms can wrestle with guilt and therefore undermine their own ability to rest?
Absolutely. And I think, probably guilt, and then hand in hand with that would be pride, that we take pride in our busyness and how needed we are and how we're doing this and we're doing that and we're the room mom and we made these awesome crafts and all this kind of stuff that can definitely sabotage our ability to get the rest that we need.
So talk to us about what helps. What helps have you figured out? So as a mom sitting there listening this morning, or not sitting because they're not resting right now, but in the midst of her busyness, she's listening this morning going, oh yeah, give me some rest.
Yeah.
So give her some cues, give her some clues. How does she begin to navigate getting rest?
I think it requires, first of all, a degree of honesty with the fact that we are exhausted, that we need to be honest with our spouses about that. We need to be honest maybe even with our kids about that. And then we got to problem solve with our family. How can we make that happen? And maybe that means we need to be more intentional about cultivating kind of a support network where we can be trading some babysitting time or teaching the kids some kind of independent living skills that they can make their own bowl of cereal in the morning so that we cannot have everything fall on top of us that way.
Our conversation with Marilee is going to be continuing in just a few moments. Right now it's Matt Maher. Your grace is enough. MyBridge Radio, those are the newsboys, we believe. Good morning. Thanks for joining Stan and me today. I imagine that there are some moms listening this morning who can relate to our guest, Marilee, as she's describing her busy life with little ones at home and her need to get some rest. Well, she's joining us today to share some thoughts about rest.
So talk a little bit more to us husbands. So as we're listening this morning and we're hearing about our busy moms and our wives are one of those. What are ways that we can help this process, even if we're not asked?
I think if you're not asked, the best thing to do is ask, what can I do? What can I help you do to rest? That's an amazing question. It's a beautiful thing. And I think that would be so honoring for a wife to get to hear that, to think we're on the same team here and you see what I'm doing. You understand how hard this can be and you value me being rested. That would be amazing, just the question in and of itself. But then on top of that, to know what specifically is feeling overwhelming to your wife. And maybe that's the homework she's having to handle with a child after school, or maybe that's the laundry or the, cleaning up after dinner or whatever, however chores kind of break down in your family. Is there one thing you can kind of take off her plate so that she can feel like, yeah, we're a team here and I can get some rest? That matters to my spouse.
Well, Marilee, that seems easy enough for many of us husbands to try tonight. Just taking your word for it, that simply asking the question of how can I help you get some rest would really be a blessing to our wives, not to mention probably win us some pretty good brownie points.
Christian Stanfill on MyBridge Radio. My heart is yours. Good morning. Thanks for joining Stan and me on your Wednesday. Our guest today is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln, who is a mother to 5 young children and experiences daily the need for rest, yet the difficulty of finding time to rest. Well, she's joining us this morning to talk about that.
Marilee, as I think about our conversation this morning and about rest, obviously that there's some biblical precedents for rest.
Mm-hmm.
God has set up this whole concept of a Sabbath day for us to rest, and it doesn't say except moms.
Right.
So as you have thought about it, how does this concept of a Sabbath fit in with your thoughts about moms getting rest?
Yeah, I think that's part of how we combat the guilt about rest, is to think the all-powerful God took time to rest. If he decided that was important, shouldn't that be important to me too? I don't need to feel bad about it. But it's another one of those ways in which getting that rest, that intentional time, means putting in some work ahead of time. So having some training time with your kids that this is going to be our restful day, which means mom is not going to make a giant dinner. This may be everybody fends for yourself, or we're going to do sandwiches or whatever. whatever. And this may mean that we're going to have some quiet time in our room, that everybody entertains themselves for a little while, as that is safe at different ages, so that mom gets a little bit of time to rest too. But I think we have to be intentional about it, and we have to explain that to our kids, to our spouses, that this is our setting aside time that we get to devote to being refreshed and refreshed in the spirit too.
Mary, I'd love to hear your thoughts about what it means to rest spiritually, because you know, when you talk about resting physically, that's obvious. It's called sleep.
Right.
But when you're talking about resting spiritually, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in the same way that sleep is when we just kind of stop doing, and we know that that's needed, I think in that spiritual rest, we have to have a moment where we stop doing, where we just take time to be peaceful, to be meditative. And however that you can set up the environment to do that for you, as far as, is this a time where I'm going to have some music that I listen to? Is this a time where I'm going to have some quiet prayer? What am I going to do to have a moment where I just stop feeling that pressure to always be doing and creating and managing, and just allow myself to have some peaceful time and to be fed?
And then you got to kind of balance that with that whole thing again of going, this is about resting. This isn't about performing to God, right?
Because
we can easily slip into, you know, now I have my quiet time and it's another burden, versus, no, this is your resting. This is your restoration. This is your drinking a cold glass of water spiritually, you know?
Right. If it's a box to check off, you're doing it wrong.
MyBridge Radio, those are the afters and what we're here for. Thanks so much for being with Stan and me this morning. Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is joining us today on The Morning Conversation. She's talking today about rest. Now, it's something that she's been thinking about often these days as a mother to five young children.
What does rest look like through the different seasons of our kids' development? I mean, you got one thing when kids are really young and needy, and as they continue to grow and get more independent, and yet then their life gets busy
right.
As far as other things they're putting their hands to. So what are your thoughts on the change of the need of rest and what rest looks like in the midst of those changing seasons?
I remember thinking, because we did our kids in reverse order. We had teenagers first. We did group homework. I remember thinking there's kind of a gradual loss of privacy that happens naturally. When you have a newborn baby, they are waking you up a lot in the night, but they also don't understand what's going on around them. So you can continue to have some kind of adult conversations or whatever, and you gradually lose that ability. And I think that rest then, as your kids are older, looks different, because you may have more of a need for privacy than you did before, because kids understand things in a different way. So you have to draw some different kind of healthy boundaries around yourself and your spouse and your time with the Lord to say, okay, this is mom's time. I'm having to go into this kind of bubble here to protect that.
The cone of silence.
Is that a thing? Where do I get that?
It never works. You don't want one. So, Marilee, one more question I've got is, why not wait? Why not say, you know what, this age isn't going to last forever. You know, my kids aren't going to be home. Everyone tells me that sooner than you'll ever imagine, kids will be gone. It'll seem like it was just yesterday. So why not just suck it up? And
is that an option?
if this time window is so short, why not just take the hit and keep on keeping on?
Moms, that I think that kind of is their mentality, and I am not capable of that. And I think it comes down to that kind of exhaustion and survival and thinking, how can I be the best mom for my kids? And part of being the best mom is being the rested mom, that I am making sure I'm prioritizing time with my spouse and time with the Lord, and that my kids see that. And I think that's the model I want to set for them, is not that the world necessarily revolves around them and their needs all the time, but there are other things that are important, and that mom is a human being too. She's a person and has needs. How do I expect them to respect and value me if I'm not showing that kind of respect and value for myself in setting those good boundaries?
Marilee, again, we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. We always look forward to having you on. God always lays some interesting things on your hearts to share with us, and really appreciate you pointing out the importance of rest today. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go take a nap.